We're up to Simin Tafresh Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph. Chayiv Odom Likros, and we'll be doing Aleph and Beis. Chayiv Odom Likros and Megillah Balayla Velasal Shanosa Bayom. The Megillah is laying that night and then again by day, because at the time of the story of the Megillah, they would soak by Yom of Alayla. Shalayla's mana kol Alayla. The Kriya Balayla is good the whole night, which is from Tseisa Kochavim all the way until Alos HaShachar. If one did already missed Alos HaShachar, it's too late, he should not lay. V'shal yom zmana kol hayom me'anetza chama at sof hayom. Whereas by day, this man is the whole day, which is from Neitz, until the end of the day. What is the end of the day? The end of the day is Shkia. And if it's Bein HaShmashis, then one lanes without a bracha. V'im kora mishol amud HaShachar yotza, but Chazal weren't kaveya l'chatchilof malos HaShachar, because not everyone is bucky when Alos HaShachar is. Siv Beis. Mevatlin Talmud Torah l'shmo mikra Megillah. We're mevatl Torah for the sake of hearing Megillah. Kavachomer l'shar mitzvah shel Torah. Certainly for all other mitzvahs, because Talmud Torah is shakel, is greater than all of them. Shekulam nidachem b'nei mikra Megillah. Ve'en l'cha dover shenitchem mikra Megillah b'fonav, chutz mimeis mitzvah shein lo kovrim. Other than neis mitzvah, there's nothing that will win out against the Mikra Megillah. That's even Talmud Torah de Rabin. But let's say somebody, someone has a minyan kavu in his house, he doesn't have to go to shul for that. But otherwise, and he can daven wherever he has his own minyan, and then go learn. The Rama adds to this, Meis Mitzvah says that has no kovrim. The halachi is that is docha Mikra Megillah. And the Rama says kadei tzarko, that's called tzarko, meaning all those who are coming to be mechabed, up until the point that Chazal say you don't need anymore. For anyone that learned the shir is shishim ribo. Now here it says ein lo kovrim. The Rama says called kadei tzarko. That means it's a machlokas to mechaber and the Rama. Mechaber means literally there's no one to bury him. The Rama means called tzarko. You need a respectable amount of people at the funeral, the levaya. The Magen Avraham brings Cholkin that, and he says that all you need is people to actually bury him. You don't need people to be malave him, except for Talmud Chacham. Says the Rama further, Agav v'chol zel omayri ela b'di'ike shuhus alas ashtayim. That's only if you can really do both of them. Aval im yev shalas ashtayim in shum mitzvah darais nitchus ne mikra Megillah. Megillah is only drabon and it cannot be docha daraisis. Vodemes mitzvah kodim hainu dafka b'defshlo l'krosa l'kora acharkach. Now, so the way it comes out is like this, that if there's time for both of them, the halachi is that meis mitzvah, of course, if he's a munach b'bizayin, you have to take care of him first. Whereas if there's no time for both, when any other mitzvah daraisa, the halacha is a mitzvah daraisa, will win out. In the case of a meis mitzvah, where your mamish not going to have time to lay the Megillah afterwards, so la halacha, the maskon of the Mishnah Brura is, based on this last term of all the meis mitzvah, kodem dafka kedef shel lekora acharkach, that we will not be mevatel mikra Megillah altogether, even for a meis mitzvah. Let them lay the Megillah and then bury him. Some say that still kavod abrius is more important and you should bury him immediately. But certainly with regard to all other meisim, that where they're not meis mitzvah, the halacha would be that kriyas and Megillah comes first.